I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for joining me in today's weekday meditation. Today we'll be back in the book of Galatians, but this time we'll be in the fourth chapter. And I want to make sure that we have an opportunity to just stop and hear the word and slow our life down for a few moments right here, right now, so that you can have a quiet time to receive peace, direction, and power in your life that is heaven sent. And so I want to make sure that we have the opportunity to stop and hear from Him. Let's pray real quick. Lord, thank you that today we can hear from you, that we've come with the intent and the desire to hear from you. Speak loudly and clearly into our hearts so that we might know what you are sharing, directing, and how you are leading us. Then give us the courage to walk faithfully with you. In Jesus' name, amen. So in Galatians chapter 4, beginning in verse 8, the scripture says, "Before you Gentiles knew God, you were slaves to so-called gods," with a little g, "that do not even exist. So now that you know God, or should I say now that God knows you, why do you want to go back again and become slaves once more to the weak and useless spiritual principles of this world? You are trying to earn favor with God by observing certain days or months or seasons or years. I fear for you. Perhaps all my hard work with you was for nothing. Dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to live as I do in freedom from these things, for I have become like you, free from the laws." You know, one of the things that makes a time of directive and guided prayer so special is that we are not bound by a law. We're not bound by some type of human structure that makes us have to please someone else before we can get to God. There's no gatekeeper for Him. He gave us the Lord Jesus to give us life in abundance and life eternal so that we could go directly and speak with God the Father. And you know, oftentimes we do take gods with a little g, not the big G. We make those gods something that we believe God's going to like and we can somehow find favor with Him because we do good things. But Paul is making a point here that we're free from that, that there's nothing that we can do to make God love us more or love us less, because the fact is God loves us. The only thing we can do is improve our love for Him. And one of the ways we do that is by spending time with Him. So let's just stop right now and get ready to hear from the Lord. Let's take a couple of deep breaths. With this next breath, draw it in deeply through your mouth and then hold it, hold it, hold it. And then just force that back out through your mouth as if you're bringing in life-giving air, like you just popped up out of the ocean and needed a breath of air. And then when you exhale, it's like you're getting rid of all of the tense and stress and frantic pace of this world, and you're just blowing out of your life for a few moments so that you can just hear from the Lord. You ready? And now before the Lord, ask the Lord to search your heart and make sure there's nothing that you haven't confessed and brought to Him. And as He reveals those things, just ask the Lord to forgive you. He is faithful and just to do that. Lord, would you search our heart, point out every wicked way, and would you give us courage to bring those to you in a repentive heart? Now I urge you to come before the Lord with something that maybe nobody in the world knows but you and the Lord. Maybe there's something tucked away. There's a bitterness, or there's even a hatred. Maybe there's a bigotry. Maybe there's a hidden sin. And I just invite you to ask the Lord to come in and not only reveal that to you, but remove it from you. And now I invite you to take a few moments and hear from the Lord. I'll mind the time, and I invite you simply to find a place of quietude and solitude. Take this moment so that you can receive peace and direction and power in your day. and let the Lord speak to you, prompt you, pull you, push you, so that you can walk in His way. I'll mind the time, and I'll be back in just a few moments. Thanks so much. I know it was a blessing to spend some time with the Lord, and I invite you, as the book of Galatians taught us, not to spend your time trying to impress God. There's nothing we can do humanly to impress Him or to cause Him to have any type of flinch. He loves you just the way you are. There's nothing you can do to make Him love you more or less. And I promise you, as you kick off this week, one of the things that will be such a blessing in your life is to build time each morning to discover peace, direction, and power for your day here on the Weekday Meditation. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the Weekday Meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's Weekday Podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the Weekday Podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another Weekday Meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.